The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Now, I don't know about you, but I am kind of obsessed with watching types of reality TV shows that watch people pushed to their absolute limits. SAS Australia starts tonight on Channel 7, and I tell you, the previews have had me on the edge of my seat and have kind of inspired me to go to the gym. One woman who doesn't need any inspiration to get to the gym because she owns whatever fitness regime she puts her mind to is Candace Warner, and she joins us this morning. Candace, thanks for joining us on the West Live. Firstly, though, I've got a bone to pick with you. Your preview where you talk about you wanting to be a perfect role model for your three beautiful girls, saying that only daddy can be tough. Mate, you are the youngest iron woman in the country. You're amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But you know what? My kids don't remember. Well, they weren't around then and they haven't seen any footage. So they think that dad's the only one who, you know, is pretty capable to do things.
Not at all. So let's obviously talk about the show. What drew you to it in the first place?
For me, it was just a chance to push myself physically and mentally. After having kids, I haven't really done a lot of that sort of stuff. And I was so used to when I was competing as an Ironwoman, you know, always setting goals and achieving them and working hard towards something. So when the opportunity came up to do this show, I just thought it was, you know, a perfect fit for me.
And what do you love about it? Because the SAS is not for people that are weak of will. You obviously have lived through a lot being you started competing in Ironman comps when you were 14 and you've weathered a fair few storms in your personal life as well. What drew you to it? What did you enjoy the most?
Just everything. Absolutely everything in a weird way. I kind of love to be punished in a good way. I think when you are up against the odds and then you come out the other side, there's something really rewarding and something great about that.
And how did it differ from you taking part in an Ironman? Obviously, this show is a little bit different. There's the TV cameras on you and stuff. Yeah. But I guess the training is for both events is quite hardcore. What was the stark differences that you saw?
I think the difference was when I was competing to be an Ironwoman, I had done that ever since I was a little girl. So I knew the sport. I knew the surf conditions that I was going to be racing in. I knew how to read the conditions. So you're kind of comfortable knowing that you kind of, you train for that every single day. So you know how to deal with it. Whereas this was learning to be comfortable in very uncomfortable situations and in uncomfortable environments.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, not knowing what time of the day you were going to have to do something. You didn't know, it wasn't always physical. Sometimes it was the most mundane of things that would almost break you, whether it be packing your sleeping bag and your Bergen and your hands start bleeding or, you know, you hadn't had much sleep at that stage, so, it was very easy to crack. Or it would be, you know, the constant hours spent in front of the fire drying your clothes and then having to sleep in wet clothes. So sometimes it was those things that broke you, not so much the physical things.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did it teach you about yourself? Because obviously to take part, to be a professional athlete, you've got a certain amount of brain power and a heart to get through all of those competitions and training and discipline. What's one thing that the show taught you?
I think it taught me, it taught me a hell of a lot of things. It teaches you how to be, really resilient. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think just surviving on the bare minimum. Not having to eat so much or, not having to have those luxuries and surviving without your phone. We live in a society where we're constantly checking our phones for, useless information. Mm. So I think just not having my phone, just not having the things that you feel you need to survive was really refreshing. And I think it definitely taught me a lesson that, I could definitely cut back on all those things.
That's fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit about your co-stars. You've got Chappelle Corby, you've got Nick Cummings. Who else are we going to see on screen with you?
Mitchell Johnson. So he's a Perth boy.
Yeah.
They were all brilliant. They were all such fantastic people to be around and everyone was really encouraging and supportive of one another. And I think you've got to remember that you're always going to work better as a team. So for us, if we were working together as a team and not as a bunch of individuals, we're always going to do a lot better.
For sure. Now, the big summer of cricket is coming up. It's still all up in the air. How's things looking for Dave? How's the family coping with all the uncertainty around the fixtures?
Yeah, it's been really tough. But there's so many people in, you know, going through this at the moment, not just cricketers, you know.
Of course.
The fly-in, fly-out workers, families, all that sort of thing. So, yes, it's tough and we haven't seen Dave for, you know, months at the moment and we don't know when we're going to see him again. We kind of just, you just have to deal with, you know, what's dealt and you have to deal with it. And I think the people that adapt to this situation the best are going to, you know, get the best results. And, you know, it's just the way it is at the moment. We don't really have a choice.
God, do you have any sort of time frame of when you guys could be reunited?
Look, we're hoping Christmas Day. Oh. But, again, it all depends on government. It's not Cricket Australia. If it was up to them, we'd be with our families, with our partners, as soon as they got back in the country and did their 14-day quarantine. Mm. But it's the government and the states, and we just don't know when we'll be able to, you know, go to those states because they don't make exceptions for us, and we wouldn't want them to do that. But, so we really don't know. But we would really love to spend Christmas as a family, but we you know, again, we don't know.
Wait and see. So considering taking into the fact that you had to film SAS Australia and Dave's been on the road, how long has it been since you guys have been a family unit?
End of July.
Oh, my gosh.
End of July. So it's been a little while.
Yeah.
And we are, look, we do know how to deal with being apart because as part of what he does, we do spend time apart. But it's never been this long.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a very close family and David loves having his family on tour with
him. Of course.
So, you know, it is new territory for us and we're just dealing with it and trying to be optimistic about everything.
Indeed. Well, that is one thing that definitely shines through on SAS Australia. Candace Warner, we look forward to seeing you on our screens tonight at 7:30 on Channel 7. Thank you so very much for your time on The West Live. We'll chat to you again soon.
Thank you so much.